Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. Fairly informal one tonight. I'm not going to witter on about anything in particular. I've got a piece of video to play, which is from Friday the 5th of November's UK Column News. And it includes an interview with a Catholic Bishop or Archbishop, I think, Vigano, who's close to Pope Francis, close to the Vatican, and he's speaking out against the deep state and the deep church, as he calls it, and against vaccines. So I was told about this by a woman I met on Sunday at a meeting of Stand in the Park, a lady called Linda. So thanks to Linda for putting me onto this. It's worth hearing. I'm going to play about 10-15 minutes of it, which is most of the interview, I think. But I'll keep this fairly short. So this is Patton on UK Column News.
Of this definition, which is mRNA gene therapy injections as well. So it's not a vaccine in the traditional sense,
sure,
or the concept. What it is taking the most toxic component of what is believed to be the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which is a spike protein, injecting that into people's bloodstreams, where it it's going to proliferate all over the body. So effectively what they're doing is creating an allergic environment where, in fact, the body itself is going to be producing an allergen, a toxic substance. They took the most substance and put it into the vaccine, and then it's promulgating throughout the body directly into the bloodstream. How is this good for someone's health from a theoretical standpoint? This is a complete departure of the concept of a vaccine, and nobody wants to have this conversation in the mainstream. And politicians, quite frankly, we are talking way above their pay grade, their A-level science pay grade, Matt Hancock's, you know, GCSE science level.
Yeah.
And so is this not a concern to anybody? Are the regulators concerned about this?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Okay, well, let's move on to papal issues and the Catholic Church, Patrick, and NPR here.
Well, this is interesting. A lot of people might not be aware. There is a type of a civil war brewing within the Catholic Church. And the reason we started paying attention to this was after Joe Biden's visit to the Vatican recently. And he met Pope Francis. And here's Pope Francis. This is from August, where he said, getting vaccinated is an act of love. And we spoke about this on previous programs. Vaccines are our friends and so forth. So some of the people within the church are asking, highly ranked members of the clergy are asking, why is the Pope taking this position on something that is normally not the purview of their institution, in the Catholic Church in this case? And so this is a good question. So Archbishop Vigano from Rome has made a few very controversial interviews, statements, written open letters recently. We covered one of them here, and he's really basically taking Pope Francis to task on this issue because the Pope is backing vaccine mandates in general. Okay, this would include members of the church or the clergy as well. So Archbishop Vigano is basically saying that he's telling parishioners, open your doors, open your homes to unvaccinated priests who are going to be locked out or shut out of official church grounds because of this policy that seems to be preferred from the Vatican, from Pope Francis. So this is quite a major departure, at least in recent years. And so, and this is what he said, this constitutes an unprecedented betrayal of the divine mission of the Church of Christ, of the power of pastors, and of the mandate of priests in a process of replacing the revealed religion with a pseudo-scientific cult that borders on idolatry. That's Archbishop Egan here, and he's been a close confidant and worked with, I believe, the last four popes. So he is very much an insider in terms of the Vatican, and very highly respected, 80 years old. And so he gave a one-hour interview recently with the editor of Inside the Vatican. And this is a shocking interview for even for us, to see somebody, a mainstream religious figure, basically saying everything that we say on this program and more. He, in this interview, he's quoting Klaus Schwab, the Rockefeller lockstep document. He's mentioning the Great Reset, and he's accusing Pope Francis of advancing a satanic agenda. He's really declaring war on the Pope. So there's a schism, perhaps a civil war brewing within the Vatican on this issue. Let's listen to a couple of clips of this recent interview here with Archbishop Vigo.
Now it seems clear to me that we are facing a siege on both the social and religious front. The so-called emergency pandemic has been utilized as a false pretext to impose the vaccination and the Green Pass in many nations of the world in a simultaneous and coordinated way. At the same time, on the other front, not only do the ecclesiastical authorities not condemn in the least the abuse of power by those who govern public affairs, but they support them in this wicked plan and go so far as to condemn those who do not accept being subjected to inoculation with an experimental gene serum with unknown side effects that does not impart any immunity from the virus, to say nothing of the moral implications related to the presence of genetic material derived from aborted fetuses, which for a Catholic is itself a more than sufficient reason to refuse the vaccine. We are at war.
But you've emphasized that you see a type of coordination between the globalists, as we may call them, the architects of this new world order, and the Catholic Church with Pope Francis. How can we explain what seems to be a new alliance?
The alliance that you mentioned is not between state and church, but between the deep state and the deep church, that is, the degenerated components present within each. It is obvious that rulers are not pursuing the common good when they expose a population to experimentation without scientific basis. And it is equally obvious that the ecclesiastical hierarchy, insofar as it lends itself to supporting this massacre plan on the global level, is an accomplice to a crime against humanity, and even more, to a very grave sin against God. The Gregorian Synodrin is clearly integral to the plan of the Great Reset. On one hand, because it is pursuing ends that have nothing to do with the purpose of the Catholic Church. And in the other, because it's hoped that his complicity can bring it some sort of political and economic advantage in view of the new order.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, he's hitting the nail on the head many times there.
Right, and he's saying things that a lot of people were hoping somebody, some religious leader, would actually come out and say for the longest time. I do encourage people to listen to the whole interview. If you want to watch the whole interview, just go to 21stCenturyWire.com, and here it is, the full interview with Archbishop Vigano, warning against vaccine mandates and the New World Order. And I might add, the journalist, Mike, that was interviewing him was Robert Moynihan, and he's a real veteran in terms of covering the Catholic Church and the Vatican. I mean, a serious establishment-type figure, incredible qualifications, won all sorts of awards as a journalist. He's 80 years old, so what we're seeing so often, Mike, is that people towards the end of their career, be they in politics, be they celebrities, and musicians like Eric Clapton and so forth, and in this case, Archbishop Vigano and Robert Moynihan, are not afraid to basically say what they really see that's actually happening, when so many other people in maybe, say, a different age or career bracket are really frightened and scared to step over the line and make themselves be heard or speak freely and honestly. So, again, it's like when we were talking about the anti-fracking movement for those years, that it was what they called the Jerry activists,
yes,
that drove that movement.
Yeah.
And guess what? In the UK, they were successful. They defeated some of the most wealthy and powerful individuals in the country. And it was the older activists who did that, not the younger ones. The younger ones were also involved, but in terms of the intensity and the real buy-in and participation.
And just the consistency, the fact that we're always there. So they weren't having to go off and do a job. They were always there.
Yeah.
That was problematic for certain people.
So, you know, that we do hold out hope as well for some of these more veteran individuals. So that's a really interesting development in terms of the Vatican. So a little bit of a change there. And let's go down under. And what's happening in New Zealand and Australia?
That's enough now. I want to keep this one short, so I'm going to close this up now. Thanks for coming in, Big Chief Thunderlung. Appreciate your support. I want to keep the heavy duty stuff to 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour. I don't want to go too long with it. So I'm going to close up, but thanks for coming in. I appreciate your support.